President Obama will be visiting Detroit this week. What's bringing him to town? Zoe Clark is co-host of Michigan Radio's It's Just Politics. Zoe, why the New Year's visit?
Indeed. The president just can't quite get enough of the Michigan state. He was last here November 1st. So just what, a couple months ago, I wanted to bring in the new year with us. Really what's going on here is, of course, you know, presidents, they give the State of the Union addresses in the beginning of the year. Usually what we've seen past presidents do, at least in current memory, is they give the address and then they tend to go travel. They go to states or towns and sort of talk up their ideas.
So give the address and hit the road.
Exactly. President Obama saying, hey, 2015, let's throw things on our heads a little bit. He has decided he wants to talk about some of these policies that we will hear about the evening of January 20th, the State of the Union, ahead of time.
All right. Such as?
So here in Detroit, he is going to come to the Ford Motor Company, the Michigan Assembly Plant
in Wayne County.
Yeah. Indeed. And he's going to be talking about what else? Auto manufacturing, the rebound of the auto sector. And you know, as this administration has shown time in and time again, they like the story. You know, just last week, we heard from the Treasury Department that some, you know, $9 billion was actually spent on the auto bailout. But that is not going to deter this president, obviously, from continuing to talk about it.
So this is kind of a victory lap for the auto bailout
Everybody. I'm not so much sure it's a victory lap, but it's more saying, hey.
Because it's kind of late for a victory lap.
Exactly. I think what it is highlighting yet again American industry and manufacturing. And coming back to also friendly grounds. The president has had friends here in Detroit and Metro Detroit. He tends to like it when he is here. You know, he got a Zingerman sandwich earlier year when he was here earlier in 2014. So, no, it's a friendly audience. It's something that he feels good that he can talk about. Then after that visit on Wednesday to Metro Detroit, he'll be going to Phoenix. He'll be talking about housing there. And then after that, he'll be traveling to Tennessee to talk about college costs and higher education. So these sort of three trifecta are, you know, most likely what you're going to hear about in, you know, the State of the Union: housing, manufacturing, education.
So if you're on I-94 somewhere between Metro Airport and that Wayne Assembly Plant of Ford's, then just be prepared for traffic delays.
On Wednesday afternoon, the president, I think, wheels down early afternoon. He's supposed to talk at about, I think, 4:05, just to be exact, in the afternoon. So I think he's only going to be here for like an hour or something like that. But yes, if you are driving, be careful because there will be a big motorcade.
Zoe Clark, co-host of Michigan Radio's It's Just Politics. Thanks, Zoe.
Thank you, Cindy.